Listening comprehension lesson. Number 100. Listen to the text, Some Russian Holidays, and try to understand it. Russian people have many traditional holidays, old and new, that they celebrate in all seasons. The first day of January is New Year's Day. It is the first winter holiday, and in fact, the first holiday of the year. People begin to celebrate it on the 31st of December, late at night. It's a family holiday. Father usually brings a fir tree, and children decorate it with toys, flags, sweets, and nuts. In fact, on the 31st of December, you can see such trees practically in all Russian homes. All the members of the family get together. They prepare a tasty dinner. At 11 o'clock or a bit later, they sit down to table to see the old year off. People laugh a lot. Sometimes they watch TV, sing songs or dance. At midnight, everybody listens to the Kremlin clock. People often count together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When they say 12, they drink champagne, wish good luck, and give presents to each other. Children often sit up and find their presents under the fir trees. Young people usually go out into the streets just to walk or to sledge if the weather is fine. People go to bed very late in the morning. The 23rd of February is also a state holiday in Russia. It has always been a special date in the country. It's a special day for those who defend their motherland and its independence. The 8th of March is a traditional Women's Day. All women look wonderful on the 8th of March. They get a lot of flowers, sweets, and other presents. Men and boys try to be kind and polite and help them everywhere they can. Isn't it great to have such a holiday every day of the week? I'm sure all the women think it is. In spring, Russians also celebrate Easter and Maslenitsa, the Pancake Week. Russians usually celebrate Maslenitsa in March. This merry holiday shows that spring is coming, though winter is strong yet. In old Russia, it was one of the most favourite holidays of the year. People had a lot of fun. They ate pancakes that were different in size and made pancakes each day of the week. They had snow fights and snow battles outdoors. They sang and danced a lot and often had horse trips in sledges. These days, Russian people have started to celebrate this holiday again. Russians usually celebrate Easter in April or at the beginning of May. It depends on the church calendar. People celebrate Easter in Russia as they do in England or the USA. Russians cook a special Easter cake at home, or often small Easter cakes, each cake for each member of the family. You can also buy such Easter cakes in the shops. They are called kulichi. Children like them very much. People paint eggs red, blue, yellow or green. There is a special ceremony in church that day. During Easter, people often go to cemeteries to remember those who are dead. You can often see fresh and paper flowers, Easter cakes and eggs there. In May, we also celebrate two holidays, the 1st of May and Victory Day, which we celebrate on the 9th of May. In fact, the 9th of May is a special Memorial Day, a day to remember those who died in the Second World War. People come to central squares of their towns and cities. They come together and bring fresh flowers to the monuments. In Moscow, war veterans often meet near the Bolshoi Theatre.